CCTV inquiries are ongoing, but what we have just now is images and footage of people that were keen to trace and we would know were on Craigton Road here, the early hours of New Year's morning. Were very keen to trace and speak to a dog walker who was seen at 7:42 hours walking down Craigton Road towards Clover Road. The person's described as wearing a dark hoodie jacket, dark bottoms. Because the person had their hood up, we're unable at this time to say if it's a man or a woman. However, we know that they had their hands in their pockets and they were walking a medium-sized, dark-coloured dog, described as having a long tail. So, was that you out walking your dog at that time? If so, please get in touch with us. We're also keen to trace two joggers, a man and a woman, who were quite clearly out running together. And they were seen again in Craigton Road just about 8:10 on New Year's morning. The woman's described as wearing a bandana. She has a light coloured top, dark running bottoms, dark trainers on. And the man's described as wearing a light coloured top, dark bottoms and dark trainers. Was that you out jogging? You may hold vital information that could really assist taking this inquiry forward. And I would really urge you to come forward and speak with us. In addition to that, we also have, from a positive response from the public, we've reports of a further dog walker who was seen at the time of the fire in Craigton Wood, which is directly behind Ackie Place. This man's described as being 5'11" in height, of medium build. He was wearing a grey hooded top with the hood up, dark trousers, and was walking a brown coloured pit bull type dog. Again, this person may have vital information that could assist the inquiry, and I would urge that person to please come forward and speak to us. We had a further report of another man wearing a dark top walking two Springer Spaniel type dogs on Craigton Road heading onto the West Highland Way. Again, that person might have seen something that to them they don't feel as significant but could really assist us in the investigation. So my appeal again is for that person to please come forward. At this time, they're witnesses and I think that they hold vital information. Having been in the area, particularly jogging about, it could be it's a routine. It could be that they're out walking their dog same time every morning. They'll know the people who move about at that time in the morning, so they'll very quickly know if something's out of place or if there's a new face walking about the area. So, yeah, I think they hold vital information and certainly the people on the CCTV, for me, quite clearly potential witnesses for me.